Leader!
Order, order.
Well, Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we all know that some people want things for free. Some people want consulting services for free until it's pointed out.
John Key's jibe at opposition leader Andrew Little over his delay in paying an invoice from National Business Review columnist David Cohen led to this question for the Prime Minister from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Is he aware of a Member of Parliament from his own caucus who owes large sums of money far higher than Order. Mr. Little's Order. Privilege amount?
Order.
And why is he throwing stones Order. From a glass house?
Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, ruled that the Prime Minister had opened himself to the question, having raised the subject of unpaid consultants, but didn't have to answer the question because he had no ministerial responsibility for his caucus. While sitting beside Mr. Key, his Finance Minister, Bill English, paid no heed to the limits of his ministerial responsibility when answering a government patsy about steps to increase household savings.
One step was to encourage the Leader of the Opposition to pay his bills to
Order.
A household in
Order.
Wellington.
Order.
Mr. Peters, meanwhile, wanted to know why the new Waiheke ferry operator was meeting the full cost of carrying Super Gold Card passengers, while Fuller's was being paid an annual subsidy of $1.5 million. Associate Transport Minister Craig Foss said new entrants had taken a commercial risk and a review of the Super Gold Card would be completed by June this year. Pointing out that the review had been going for more than 5 years, Mr. Peters had this question for Craig Foss.
Did Auckland Minister Nikki Kaye and Senior Citizens Minister Maggie Barry alert him and his colleagues that the Super Gold Card Waiheke ferry funding will not cost the taxpayer any more than the current $1.5 million? If so, is the government comfortable with protecting a foreign monopoly against a legitimate New Zealand competitor who thought the review was going to be completed in 2014.
Speaker.
Honourable Craig Foss.
My colleagues have been very robust in their representation from their various portfolios.
Craig Foss then answering questions as the Minister for Small Business said he couldn't put a figure on savings from reduced compliance costs, getting support on that from the Speaker.
When you consider the complexity and variation of different businesses around New Zealand, it would be impossible to expect the Minister to give that figure.
Mr. Foss then faced this question from Labour's Jacinda Ardern.
Is the Speaker indeed right that the complexity is such that he will not even be able to achieve his own public service target of reducing compliance costs by 25% when he has no idea of the impact of anything he's done to date, or is it more to the point that he hasn't done anything to date?
Speaker.
Honourable Craig Foss.
Mr. Speaker, what I do know is the complexity of a capital gains tax on small businesses would absolutely take off the amount of compliance, time, resource, finances that small businesses would have to use.
The Minister for Small Business, Craig Foss. Resuming after question time, the debate on the Prime Minister's statement ended with the Speaker calling for a vote on the motion that requires the House to express confidence in the government.
Question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes have it. A party vote has been called. I ask the clerk to conduct a party vote.
New Zealand National.
59 votes in favour.
New Zealand Labour. 32 votes opposed. Green Party.
14 votes opposed.
New Zealand First.
11 votes opposed.
Māori Party.
2 votes in favour.
ACT New Zealand.
1 vote in favour.
United Future.
1 vote in favour.
Any other votes?
The ayes are 63, the noes are 57. The motion is agreed to.
That was followed by a debate on the membership of the Prime Minister's Intelligence and Security Committee, with the Greens co-leader Maturia Ture annoyed that it would include no representative from her party.
So, according to the Prime Minister, the business of the Intelligence and Security Committee will be a lot less complicated without the Green Party asking pesky questions and challenging the status quo.
But Labour leader Andrew Little explained why he'd given the second opposition seat on the committee to his Foreign Affairs spokesman David Shearer.
I've nominated him because he has an extraordinary background in dealing with security risks, and in some of the greatest trouble spots in the world.
Opposition Leader Andrew Dittle. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.